How would a smaller guy or a small guy like myself, I'm even smaller than you, Sean, deal with living in the American prison system where big guys like T-Bone and big guys like T-Bone who, don't have good hearts, a lot of them are in, they rule that environment.
If you're a small guy going into a prison system, it can work for and against you, and it depends how you carry yourself. The prisoners are looking at you as soon as you walk through the door. They're like, they've got this animal sensitivity. If you're showing any weakness or lack of confidence, if you're shuffling and over your head down, this guy's got something to hide. This guy's a weakie. Maybe we can exploit this guy in some way. They'll send someone to you to check out your paperwork and find out what your story is and see if they can use you up. If you go in there with a spring in your stride and your chest out and you're looking around like, like you're not giving off this energy of, I want to be a victim, you're giving off this energy of confidence, then you're drastically increasing your chances of fitting in. Now, if you are a small, humble person, let's say, then you might not be viewed as a threat to some of these other guys, because big guys have got the highest mortality rates. There's a fight story on my channel, Buster Beats versus the head of the whites at the time. It was this Golden Gloves boxer. It was one of the Italian mafia guys, his goons. He never lost a fight, but he had to fight continuously to maintain the head of the whites. And then he fought Buster Beats. He beat Buster Beats, but that fight story is so intense and long, bits of teeth were knocked out. His fist swelled up to the size of a grapefruit. He quit being the head of the whites after that. He was sick of all the fighting.
Well, he retired.
Yeah. So if you're a big, tough guy, you're going to get challenged because people want to make a name off you, and you got to hold your place in that hierarchy. If you're a smaller guy, low key, keeping yourself to yourself, exuding confidence, perhaps you're just going to fit in and no one is going to mess with you.
It's easier maybe to be the gray guy, kind of blend in if you're, not
It
6.5 feet
is. If
tall.
you are a gray man, there's always someone who's going to try and exploit that to for their own jollies. I try to just mind my own business, but like when I had the cellmate who was a serial home invader torturer, he didn't like me from the get-go. He wanted an old con.
Was that the Satanist with the pentagram?
No, that was in Supermax. This was over in medium security. This guy got his friend to attack me because he just didn't like me. And this was just when my parents had flown 5,000 miles to visit me for Christmas, just to spoil that prison, high school mentality with deadly consequences. So if you're a small guy, mind your own business. Then they're going to think, all right, why isn't he in the mix? Why is he minding his own business? Maybe he's up to something. Maybe he's a snitch. Maybe he's this. Maybe he's that. Bear in mind, 90% of prisoners are on heroin and crystal meth. So the thought process is getting paranoid about people minding their own business. The 10% who aren't taking drugs are considered lame.
Yeah. And that was
So,
you, where you were one of the lamos.
considered lame because I'm in this 10%. Because they had people in there like Wildman and stuff like that, that enabled me to build a reputation and get some friends to protect me over time. So the key is to find out who's who and make alliances with the right people and not go in there bragging and not go in there egotistic. You got to have that balance between humility and confidence, and how you carry yourself is more important than your size. Now, if you are a small guy and someone attacks you right away,
You have to fight, right?
you've got to show heart. So they're going to come up to you and challenge you. And if you back down, if you whimper away, the gang rule is in the white race, if someone lays arms on you or calls you a punk or calls you a bitch and you don't fight back, the whole white race is going to attack you right away. So you have to show heart, and they might heart check you right away. Someone might come and challenge you just to see if you're going to show heart. If you stand up for yourself, someone calls you a punk ass bitch, you got to say, all right, I'll see you in that cell under the stairs. And you got to fight with that guy. And then they've seen that you've shown heart. And at the end of it, that guy will be giving you a hug and a fist bump, and you're accepted.
Very like you said before, like very primal kind of initiation
It's a
into the
warrior
group.
society.